If you only know Trini Christmas, you know what you're not missing now. When you're accustomed to Christmas only in TNT, you just get used to all the things it have and take them for granted. It's only when you go on and live someplace else and you see how them people just do their Christmas that you just begin to understand the true essence of a Trini Christmas. Then you just miss and love the real thing. You just want to hug it up tight and never let go, like me. It have things for every one of your five senses in a Trini Christmas. People all over the world is be buying things, but buying new curtain like Trini's, flooding the post office buying stamp for the Christmas cards they're sending away to family. I used to go with my mother to buy the linoleum. We used to go early before all the good patterns gone. When you see she pick one out, it was me and it going up the road fighting. When we reach home, it gone in a corner until the day reach for me to take the old one up and put that one down. I can't forget seeing my mother in the kitchen chopping up all the black cake ingredients and soaking them in rum. I think that used to be the first sign that Father Christmas was coming, as she used to do all that long before he reached. Then it had all the shopping. One year she come back with all them bags and as usual I dive in. It wasn't day. She ain't buy the Western annual hardback comic book I asked she for. She say she forget. I thought she was trying to fool me and that Santa had it. But he too disappoint me that year. I miss out enjoying that Christmas cause I spend it looking at my mother cut eye with my face swell up and breathing in and out hard for she to hear. You think she take me on? You see all them times she come back home from shopping with them bags and thing and I gone digging up in them? I never did see nothing that turn up Christmas morning from Santa. Is in later years I get to realize she did never come straight home. That was when I realized I wasn't smart as I thought. When it come to Christmas smells, even today if you see I smell homemade bread making, is back in Trinidad at Christmas time I gone, yes? Back then that aroma, the ham boiling in the cooking oil tin in the yard, the black cake, sweet bread, even paint. That new linoleum, before the furniture get put on it, I used to roll all over it inhaling deep. Man, that was a Christmas smell if it ever had a Christmas smell. I can't forget apples and grapes. I don't remember seeing them other than at Christmas time, so the smell was a sure indication of what was coming. One Christmas morning, I get sent down by the main road to buy apples and grapes. Nobody ain't tell me I wasn't supposed to spend all the money, so I spent all the money on apples and grapes. I did like apples and grapes. When I reach back home, I get asked for the change. Change more important than goods. I used to hear that all the time. Well, that morning, it ain't had no change, only goods. That ain't go over well at all, no? I think what saved my tail was that it was Christmas morning. Trini drinks also make Christmas. What? Your family make no sorrel? No ginger beer? What about puncher cream? The ingredients for puncher cream was too expensive, so was only certain friends that used to get to taste that. Definitely none of them was moppers. So you wasn't bound to have that, but them other drinks? What do you mean your family ain't make none? I remember the Christmas cards coming from abroad. We used to pong two nails in the wall and hang a string between them. Then we used to put the cards over the string. It used to be a long string, but every year you can't see it because it had so much cards covering it. Where I is now, I then put up my string for Christmas. I only waiting for people to send me cards so I could hang them up. At least one card go make it feel like a real Trini Christmas. That Christmas tree we used to put up, all them broken figurines that used to get patched up so they could be part of the celebrations one more year. I used to enjoy seeing them again. Was like greeting old friends I ain't see for a whole year. Even the cotton that used to get spread all over the tree to represent snow. Them old bulbs, the sparkle. Man, that tree used to look so good when we was done with it. I was the fence annual whitewasher. Was a concrete fence and I had to do both sides. that bird tree and the bushes up in the corner, them was part of the fence. What ain't go on the fence went on me. No matter how I slap the whitewash on, when it dry, the fence used to look so good. I used to be damn proud of my work. It wasn't that I didn't know all the things that had to go on to transform the house. After all, the fence and the linoleum was me. But my only other job was to enjoy the Christmas like only a child could. The hanging of the new curtains, all the baking and cooking, all of that was my mother. When I just couldn't keep my eye open any longer and went to sleep Christmas Eve, she used to still be hard at work. I wake up Christmas morning and the whole house looking new and smelling like Christmas. The curtains up, the new tablecloth on the table, all them things taken care of, and my mother ain't done yet now, she day fixing breakfast. For parents, Christmas Day had to be a time to rest up from all them preparations. Breakfast. Let me be more accurate. Tea. That morning was homemade bread, ham, black pudding, pepper sauce, and hot chocolate. Not old tea no Milo, no, but chocolate that you had to grater. During the day was sweet bread and the ham your teeth washed down by sorrel or ginger beer. After breakfast done, was outside to show off toys. Santa did always bring a caps gun for me and for all the other boys. One of them always used to get a two-gun set. Man, seeing that two-gun kid was so awesome, I used to get jealous. When the cowboys and Indians start, I used to make sure and kill he-foos. Here now, I smelling the sulfur wee? My parents used to run into Santa sometimes. It used to be believable at first, but I figured it out after a while. But I did know to keep my mouth shut and let my siblings do their own maths when they was able to count. Every now and then, Santa would deliver a train set that was for all of all you. So was we putting down the tracks and then being totally entertained by the train going around and around. Finding a level surface big enough to hold the whole thing used to be part of the fun. Then it had the snakes and ladders set. Up the ladder, down the snake. Sometimes we change it up and go down the ladder and up the snake. When I get older, the highlight of Christmas was the under 21 versus over 21 football fit match we used to have. That thing had as much preparation as any other aspect of Christmas, yes? Late Christmas morning, all of we going to the savannah pumped up. The match had like 10 halves. Afterwards, was back home to bathe and rest up before heading back up to the yard to consume the stocks and have the yearly impromptu parade. For the whole of the next year, the side that had win the fet match had bragging rights. Lord, that used to be fun. Later on, I used to listen to Radio Guardian to hear Trini students at Mona or Cavehill sending home greetings. They sounded like they was having so much fun that I wanted to be one of them. How could Christmas be Christmas in TNT without hearing songs about chestnuts and sleighs? Yeah, the only thing roasting was we, but that didn't stop we from singing about a snowman named Frosty. It did have some Trini music though. Sparrow had a Trini version of There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays. That was kind of nice, but I did like what Nap Hepburn sing more. The idea of a man helping a woman he ain't know give she child a good Christmas was special. Yes, Trini Christmas. It have one thing I know I did miss, and that was all them children growing up who used to be paranging and caroling all over the place. I only know what baila mean after I started Spanish in secondary school. But regardless of we differences, one thing all of we had in common was we innocence and the right to enjoy it all. What all of we have in common now is we memories of a place and time that care dead. Too much sweetness. So, no matter how it does get celebrated now, Merry Christmas now, Trinidad and Tobago.